childhood you're promoted to be super nationalist. You're fascist. Like it or not. You have to let go of all of this, because there is a point to it. We want you to put aside your intelligence. Pay attention to other part of you. Sometimes you have difficulties with that, right? When I say put aside your intelligence, go back to you, you. What do you do? Do this and finish? How do you go back to yourself? Now, that yourself is missing. Out of practice and doesn't say anything, we will see it. It's sitting in a corner and had never a good chance to talk. Why? Because of the manager. This manager is constantly talking. So the rest of me, they have no opportunity to do anything. The intelligence is always talking. One of the most famous techniques that in all different ways of enlightenment will be tried is try to quiet down your intelligence, to sit down and concentrate on something and tame your intelligence, which is talking too much. That's one of the points. Remember, nice word is not important for us. Here we are paying attention to essence, not the form. The first thing we want to do, and we explain it to you and you don't like it, is to get rid of that intelligence, that serpent. And the only way to convince you to give it up, to show someone else being killed by this. Because intelligence could kill your heart. Second thing, whatever you desire is nonsense, because it's not you, it's this animal's desire. And animal desire is one thing. Could you put it in one sentence to say, animal desire is what?
Stay alive.
To have. No, to have. Having. Animal desires to have, because whatever you have, calculating. Whatever you have increases your chances to remain alive. So it's having. And he gave you the best example of a stupid use of this. The guy will meet Jesus and say, hey, give me that special word, password you have to do these magics. Isn't it natural? Everybody wants that. Because the animal wants to have that. Doesn't pay attention to that. That is an instrument. Why do I need that? Jesus was thinking that. How stupid could he be? He needs me to read it to him to become alive. But he wants to have the trick. Or say, it doesn't work that way. Because saying the password, you have to do a lot of cleansing and stuff like that. Then what the logic will go? If I cannot have it, let me watch it. Bring this piece of bone to life, which hasn't finished yet. Later we'll see that piece of bone is a tiger, will come alive and eat the fellow. Because you want to know something. Let me explain it this way. I know something. If I don't tell you, you will have a happy life. If I tell you, this is something that will bother you for years. Do you want to know it?
No.
Don't lie. Somebody in you will say, yes, I want to know it in a way. Tell it in a way. Because curiosity, that's the trick. That's the way we got the apple, remember? That's in us. That's the best part. At the beginning, here he said, these are nonsense. Forget about all this stuff. Let me explain it to you. Then he went to a Sufi, remember, the beginner. The Sufi came in a caravanserai and that's it. The explanation later, the story later. Suddenly you start to say, I brought this because I wanted you to know what is Sufism to us. What is the practice in here? He explained the Sufi. Who remembers? Who is the Sufi? You tell me. You should know it. I read it last week. Is that precise? Believe me, you. He started with this. First of all, what?
The Sufi lives by walking his path rather than thinking his path. Oh, God!
I believe we agreed that you drop all these blah, 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 blah somewhere else, okay?
Okay.
Pay attention here. Rumi made a paragraph here to explain what Sufi is, okay? I'm trying to explain it that not only I found it, look at it this way. That's not my way. I explain how did I get it? How you could get it? How you want to get it? First of all, be attentive. Nobody could say better than Rumi himself. So all the explanation and stuff are something to hear and put aside. Rumi is doing fantastically because here Rumi is talking about something that he knows by heart, and he knows how he will end book 6 here. That's the magical stuff. So he explained it. How? Whenever I ask a question, do not refer to your brain and memory, because I'm not dealing with that. Your brain and memory is for scientific use. First thing you should notice is this book. You have to look here. He started to say, okay, there was a Sufi who was going around the horizons, and one night he became the host in a khanaqah. Okay, that's first verse. Second verse. So from the first one, we understood one. Sufi is someone who goes around the horizon, and wherever he is, he's a guest. He's not the owner, he's not the busy one, blah, blah, okay? This Sufi has a donkey and will separate himself from the donkey. To do what? To sit down with a friend. This is verse 2. You see how precise it is. First, Sufi is the fellow going around the horizons and becoming guest. Second, Sufi will separate himself from the donkey, put the donkey in a stable, and himself will come and sit down with fellow travelers, yaran, with friends. Right? Third verse, therefore, he was muraqib, very carefully challenging everything with what? With the presence of friends. Because for Sufi, the friends are the book to study. If you want to know yourself, studying from yourself is the worst thing because it's too complicated. Start with the others. Do not start studying others to judge them. Study them to understand your difference. Because our differences will make that quality in totality of us. Try to understand the other people and expect them to be different. They're beautiful because they're different. Because everyone is unique, right? So, Daftari Barshad Huzur Yaar Pish. The book that we study is friends. And the Sufi's book is not ink of letter. Ink of letter is black or white. we talk about black and white together. He said, the outcome of a scientist is what he writes down. The outcome of a Sufi is the footstep he leaves behind. What is it good for, that footstep?
I'm not talking anymore.
Don't worry, you will be punished enough for all this. You know. What is it?
What is the question?
Because here nothing is personal. When you walk a path, you did the others a favor because you put a trace over there. That's how we find the path. You see, always it comes to we. So this is that complicated stuff that you go to hunt something and you'll be hunted. This is how it works. Exception. Magic is like this. How? How? You will start with the foot, a foot trace, the path like that. Then you start to smell it, you get closer. Then the light will come out of the horizon. Everything is possible because of what? All I said up to this moment was something I claimed, right? Let's say this fellow is doubter. And say, why are you saying all this? Huh? Whenever you ask me that question, say, because Rumi said so. Period. Honest, this is what it is. We know exceptional people. We know the exception are here. If you want to study love, you don't go and talk to my aunt. You don't talk to my uncle. Talk to Romeo. That's what it is. Because Romeo knows what love is. My uncle, high educated fellow, knows nothing about that. You will find it in a special place. There is one of the subjects that we study in book two, you will see. We'll talk a lot about this peer. These leaders, awliya, anbiya, whatever the name you want to call it, because it depends where we're talking, we give them different names. But do not forget, they are 100,000 and they are one. That's the point. Remember, you cannot separate Juliet from Layli. There are so many lovers, but they are one, because love counts. The container doesn't. Listen, these people, they were here and they will be here because the beauty should be here, and these are the containers for that. We know these people, they know even better than the angels, because angels do not improve. These people, they improve. You want to understand this, people? First of all, correct your brain. Whatever you're thinking about, past and the future, nonsense. When you get rid of these two, your problem will be solved. Remember? Thought is of the past and the future. When it is emancipated from these two, the difficulty is solved. That's what it is. Because you are ruining this present given to you because you're worried about after tomorrow, or you're still in pain of 65 years ago. Then he talked about unity and separation. Remember. We'll come back to these again and again. Because this is the beginning. Now, Rumi will start a long paragraph. And in this long paragraph, he talks about something that is out of all these stories. He brings in something. Listen carefully